I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
It was a shocking call when we took it on The Burt Show. And then Abby's like, wait a minute. This would be great for my podcast, Breakup Breakdown. Terry, talking about.
Yeah, thank God Terry also brought it up too, because I think sometimes I feel a little guilty getting so invested in these breakups. And I feel sometimes like I'm prying because you hear that somebody's husband slept with their daughter and you're like, well, it went down. But at the same time, you want to be sensitive to what's going on in their life. So I was like, thank you for bringing it up first.
It's not exploitation if they want to do it, because it's more cathartic for them.
Exactly. And yes. I've been told that a lot. Like on the other side of these calls where I'm listening to people's breakups, they're kind of like, wow, thanks. That was sort of like free therapy.
You are providing a service, yes. Abby. Okay.
I'm less of an interviewer and more of just an active listener. I'm just there for them to spill out all their feelings. And I have no license to be able to do that. I went to school for broadcast journalism, but I'm glad that they feel better after it. So once we had heard Terry call in, I immediately wanted her on the podcast. And if you hear her explain, you'll see why.
Good morning, Terry. The truth will set you free. A secret for $100.
My soon-to-be ex-husband, I did a DNA test on him and found out that my grandson is his son. So he's going to get divorce papers and DNA results all the same day.
We're going to have to digest this one. All right. One more time with this.
My husband is getting divorce papers and DNA results from where I did a DNA test on my grandson to prove that he was actually his father.
All right, so it's not your grandson. It's your husband's son. So who did your husband sleep with to turn your grandson into his son?
My daughter.
Uh-oh.
So obviously we were gagged, and this is the quickest I've ever turned around an episode, because I texted her immediately and I was like, when can you come out for an interview? And she'll literally at 5 o'clock that day, she was driving home from work and she's telling me this horrible story about her grown daughter and her husband sleeping with each other and thus cheating on her and having a child because of that. She said that she didn't realize this for 6 years, and that's when the child was six when she decided to do the DNA test.
Wow.
The husband obviously wasn't on board with it, so the story of how she got his DNA is so conniving. I was like, good for you, girl. The daughter was none the wiser, and obviously the kid was like, swab me, go for it.
So I'm so curious, and I'm sure we'll just have to listen to the breakup breakdown to figure out. But like, obviously we know what the relationship status is for her husband, soon to be ex-husband, because she was literally serving him divorce papers and the DNA results.
She has not served them yet.
No.
Really? She hasn't given the DNA test results or the divorce papers yet.
And I'm curious, like, how that's going to impact her relationship with her daughter. Because, I mean, what a betrayal of your daughter to sleep with your husband. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought I had mommy issues. Nah, man, I can get around mine.
Yeah, I think a lot of moms will relate to the heartbreak that you'll hear in Terry's voice when you hear the interview. Because a lot of people DM me after. They're like, you know, I tuned in for the tea, but I didn't expect to cry on my way to work when I listened to this podcast. I think a lot of moms will resonate with Terry in the relationship that she has with her daughter, just in the sense of how tumultuous it is and just kind of the vindictiveness that came from the daughter and why she did it. So it's a really sad story. So I really hope the best for Terry.
Just to bring it full circle, her podcast, Breakup Breakdown, is strictly about dramatic breakups.
Yeah, it's all about dramatic breakups, and usually it's fueled by social media and stuff like this. Like, all the submissions most of the time come from people who listen to my podcast. Sometimes it's people who want to know why that girl who went to their high school broke up with her fiance of 7 years, and they'll be like, can you get the tea on this? Or sometimes it's somebody being cryptic on TikTok and they want more details. So it's a really fun way to investigate people's love lives.
Where can people find Breakup Breakdown by Abby Murphy?
Wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to do your disclaimer.
It's part of the Pioneer Network, which I own, and I legally have to tell you that, or I go right to the slammer.
Yeah, just trying to look out for you in your bunkhouse.
Yeah, me. Yeah,
save that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's how much I care about you.
And me and all of my parts. Thank you. All right, so we get this email. I love this. She's wondering if she should forgive this guy or she should totally forget him. If you have one of these, and you want to email us, just put in the subject line forgive or forget. These could be a lot of fun because he messed around on her and he's trying to do anything he can to get her back, but she's like, should I take this guy back or should I just let it go?
You know what it's giving? It's giving Cardi B Offset vibes.
Oh, just keep coming back
well,
and cheating.
All the grandiose gestures he did to try to get her back, like when he came up on that stage with those giant bouquet of flowers or whatever.
During her concert.
That's the energy it's giving.
And then screwed up again.
Yep.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And maybe that's the lesson here.
Right? All right, so the email is, do I take my cheating boyfriend back or do I try to forget he ever existed? This is the question, and I know it's a big one. Recently found out my boyfriend of almost a year cheated on me. He got super drunk and ended up hooking up with a rando from the bar. When I found out, I was devastated. He attempted to apologize through texts and calls, but I couldn't bring myself to respond. I feel so betrayed and hurt beyond words. So I made the difficult decision to simply block him from my life. However, what happened next took me completely by surprise. Since I had blocked him, my now ex-boyfriend decided to publicly admit his infidelity on his Facebook page. He apologized not only to me, but also to our friends and our family. His public apology has sparked conversation amongst my friends, and now I'm left wondering what to do next. Now, I have to admit, part of me is kind of impressed by his guts to own up to it in front of everyone, at least everyone online. Another part of me is skeptical, wondering if his public apology is just a ploy to save face. I don't know whether I should forgive him and give our relationship another chance or stick to my decision of moving on. I understand that forgiveness is a personal journey, and it's not something that can be rushed, but I can't help but feel conflicted about what the right decision is in this situation. Should I take him back and try to rebuild the trust, or should I stand firm in my decision to end things?
I feel like this is, you got to know who you are in these situations because, all right, he didn't have, I guess, a full-blown affair. You can look at it as he made a mistake. Mistakes happen. And I don't believe that once a cheater, always a cheater. I do think people evolve and learn from their mistakes. However, for me personally, I have a no-tolerance policy with cheating because I know I can't get past it. There's just nothing I would be able to do. It would plague my mind. It would make me insecure. I would never be able to get back to the trust that I once had. So if you're that person, I don't think you can get past it, and I don't think you should give out second chances. But if you see him as someone you think is worth putting in all that work and effort it's going to take to get to that place, then go for it.
If this guy's just your boyfriend, I wouldn't move past it. I would dump him. Because for me, infidelity is one of those things that is such a deep hurt that I know, A, I can't move past it, but B, I just won't be able to trust you anymore. And if we're at the point of our relationship where nothing's permanent, if we're just dating, I want to find somebody who is not going to betray me in that way. Data shows that most people are not going to cheat on you. And for me, that's a non-negotiable for me in a relationship. So if I was her, I would dump his ass, even if he's sorry.
Really, data says most people won't cheat on you. You would never know by listening to the show.
Right. You would never know. That we really are.
That ain't Bert show data.
All right, we got two forgets. What about you?
I'm saying give him another shot.
I'm saying forgive too, yeah, and I don't know why.
Everybody deserves a second shot, man. So,
but there has to be stipulations to the forgiveness. I feel like if you're going to do this, I don't care if you're married, if you're dating, you're going to go to couples therapy and get to the bottom of why he did it so it doesn't happen again. Like with our honest woman therapist that came on, it's not the fact that you cheated on me. It's the fact that you caused, like, I thought you loved me and you caused all this pain and hurt. So why did you do that, and how do we prevent you from hurting me in the future?
Agreed. And you got to do what's in your heart here also, man. I mean, if you are never going to trust this guy again, then absolutely let it go.
Yeah.
Right?
Get it. The Bert Show.